Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Here is Dr. Medici. Good morning. All right, I'm smelling summer. What about you? Have you noticed you have more energy? That's because your hormones are acting up. We're programmed that way genetically. Spring, summer, metabolisms increase. You start taking in that sun that you haven't done because it was too cold to go out in the winter. So you're out there in the world making your way. We're all doing it, whether we're broke or whether we're billionaires. And what are you using every day to discern? So let's talk about discernment for a minute. Today's show are the tricks. Well, not really tricks. They're the inside track on something that you do all the time. You vibe people. V-I-B-E. Vibe people. In other words, to make your day go the way you want, you have to interact with other people. That may be fortunate. Sometimes I know we feel like it's unfortunate, but you're reading people all the time. To read a person, to get the sense of who you're talking to before the problem begins, to get the sense of who you're talking to before a great relationship ensues. We kind of do this intuitively all the time. I want to put it to science, because in medicine, doctors have to do this all the time. Like bartenders, like police officers, like anybody that's got to make quick, snap-second decisions about exactly who they're talking to. Okay, so we're not talking really about checking out library books. That's obvious. But everybody's got to do this. Usually the head gets in the way. Ladies, I think for the most part you can relate to that a little bit more. But men also. We all have that part of ourselves that's stronger than our analytic mind. It's a vibe. It's a feeling. It's just some thing that's inside us that gives us that knowing about who the person across the desk is. Let's take this to a more refined art today. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. If you're new to the show, welcome. I think we're at about 100 shows now. This radio show's been going now. I'm into my third year. We have about 100 hours on the website. That's a library. We're going to have to start categorizing these things according to subject. And if you've hung on for the last 2 years, what an education, huh? I love so much of what I do. But two things that I really get high on at this point is my school and a radio show. Because when you add them collectively, you can create a whole relationship that you could never do at that price, at that cost of time, money, and energy. Until I put the radio show together with 100 shows on the archives and my school, I could never really feel comfortable that I was getting enough information out there. I'm going to celebrate that today. You're online at the bank, and the line is too long, and you're watching the tellers. And you have a more complicated transaction to make. And you know, if you pick the wrong teller or the wrong clerk, the wrong bureaucrat, the wrong bean counter, that they're going to tell you no because of some ridiculous technicality in the banking policy. And this can happen over the phone too, not just with banks. How do you get around the bureaucrat? How do you know the bureaucrat, the bean counter, the guy that does it exactly like the book and doesn't apply even a modicum of common sense to the specific person? Right? We all deal with this. Unfortunately, in an ever increasingly annoying way, we deal with all of this. Face reading, body reading. What's that person's face giving off? Well, Let's start with the red face. The red face. This is a person that doesn't have, I didn't say pink. Pink is perfusion of blood to the face. Pink is a healthy pallor, P-A-L-L-O-R. I'm talking about red. The red face means heat. It means volatility. It means don't annoy this person because they're going to get annoyed very easily. They have a short fuse. That redness or heat in the face often comes from what we call a hot liver. Because the liver regulates the emotions. You've noticed this after coffee enema or after a liver gallbladder flush. Your body feels more sedated. Your body feels more like it can handle the day's stress. You don't react as easily. You don't get upset over nothing as quickly. Well, that's when the liver's in balance. When the liver's out of balance, then you're going to get ticked off over absolutely nothing. You don't really want that kind of guy in a transaction. You don't want to do business with that kind of person because they're going to be short. They're going to be snappy. Now, their tone of voice. You have external tones of voice and you have internalized tones of voice. An external tone of voice is someone that comes out with it. That's a strong liver, we say. If the liver is too strong, if it's irritated, they come out with it too loud. They burst forth in a volcanic, forceful nature, and it brings that heat up to the face if you're doing that a lot. And of course, it's okay to do this from time to time, right? Anger is appropriate when it's appropriate. Keeping your mouth closed is appropriate when it's appropriate. The full gamut of human emotion is okay. The full gamut of human emotion is even to be trusted or to be encouraged in its expression. But it has to be appropriate. We say the liver appropriates emotion. And when that liver is internalized, those are the people with the tight upper lip. And they kind of talk like that. Yes, I understand. I can thoroughly relate to your problem, sir. They've got this internalized low pitch, and the voice is what we call tight. That's an internalized liver. That type of a person will explode, and when they explode everything they've held in for the last 10 years. And you can hear that in a subdued, low-pitched, rather tight voice. Of course, this doesn't really make much of a difference when you're online in the bank. But if you're developing a relationship on a more intimate level where there's more at stake, you bet it makes a difference. Online in the bank, we're just looking for somebody that loves people, that opens himself with generosity. And you can more or less tell that type of a person by the way they hold their upper body. When the head is sunk forward, when the shoulders are anteriorly rotated, and when the face is sullen, when it doesn't show animation, it's telling the observer that that person has withdrawn from life. For the head to come forward reflects in different forms of medicine a certain type of detachment from the thought of being seen or heard. A teacher that sees a student in a class with a head that's pushed forward and down is the student that's been told what you say doesn't count. This can start in the family, at the dinner table, often the youngest. While there are five opinions going around the table, the youngest usually learns to keep their mouth closed because no one's going to listen to them anyway because they're the youngest. Now, sometimes the youngest becomes the most gregarious to compensate. But often the youngest will take the head, slink it forward, and more or less grieve They'll grieve the fact that nobody listens. That's a withdrawal. 20, 25, 30 years later, when they work as bank clerks, they've withdrawn. Then there's the shoulders. Chest. Sit up straight and let that chest stick out. And if it's not exaggerated, that's a healthy thing to do. Sit up straight and let that chest stick out, because you're there. You're present. You're going to be heard. What you say counts. And when somebody along the way during their socialization process decides that what they say doesn't count, decides that their presence isn't required, they're going to internally rotate the shoulders, drop them forward, bring them forward along with the head, and withdraw. Usually that's when the smile disappears. We say the creative we say the creative force with a person like that is gone. The fire is out. That's not necessarily the person you want to do business with. But it might be better than looking at someone with a red face. That red face means that that liver is irritated and heat is going up. That heat is called false heat. And the way you sustain that in life is by compensating that heat through the endocrine system. To have the energy to get upset that many times per day so that the face is plush and red drains the adrenal glands. It's not that that heat is a sign of strength. That heat is a sign of overload. And that overload has to be compensated for by a plush supply of adrenaline and cortisol from the adrenal glands. Something's got to put out that fire that keeps rising to the face. So when you run into that characteristic or stereotypical type A personality with that booming voice, but it's booming all day long, and that face is sort of ruddy or red, rest assured that there's a false heat to that. That person's in overdrive, and they're depleting perhaps their ever-powerful supply of adrenaline. So false heat drains the adrenals. That's the quintessential setup for the type A personality heart attack. You know that uncle you had? He made a lot of money. He was quite the businessman. But he was always screaming at everybody. And he had that slight redness to the face. And then one day, after he sold his last two businesses and got ready to just live the life of luxury and retire, he had a heart attack and died. You can push your false heat to the point where you don't have any more adrenaline to compensate you. And once those adrenals collapse, the heart will collapse. So, that strength for your uncle to buy those businesses, that was driven by a strong, powerful liver. The liver provides the will, the force, the desire to get up and say, I'm going to go out and build a house. When that liver is overworked, undernourished, imbalanced, it comes out as this extroverted anger that creates heat that goes up to the face, that heat that you can read in somebody's face. Ultimately, that heat will demand so much adrenaline from the adrenals that when a man or a woman hit their 50s and 60s and 70s, their adrenals just burn. Once you've lost your adrenaline, once you've gone into such deficiency from working that liver too hard, from working that anger too hard, once you become deficient enough, your body can collapse wherever it's genetically designed to collapse. Do you get that? Genetically designed. Every one of us have 3 to 4 to 5 systems in the body that are not quite as strong as our other systems.